Chad, do you still do these? Chad, do you still do Chatty Bobcast? You're not consistent. I know. I guess I should record one. Oh, hi, guys. Chad Bobcast. Back in full effect. What's going on? I don't even remember when the last one of these was. It's pathetic to think about. It's too long. That's what she said. I mean, we're back. I don't know what episode this is, but we're here until the next one, 2 months from now. It's just been a... I don't have an excuse. I was bullshitting. That's my excuse. I'm sorry. I love you. Chatty Bobcast. We are official like a referee with a whistle. And what's today? Today is February the 13th. This will be released on Valentine's Day. Cupid can go fuck himself, okay? That's what I like to say. It's colder than a titty nipple on a witch out here. I don't know. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is amazing. Hope everybody's having fun. I'm about a week. It's crazy to even think about, but it has been a week since we got back from Atlanta. The Days of the Dead trip was so much fun. So much fun. Myself, Viz, Friday the 14th, and his wife Melissa, Ivy, Savannah, Tabitha, Paul Slasher Junkie, his son Aiden, Chance Richardson, his wife Harley, Ryan and his, our buddy Ryan and his wife. There was just so many people. Did I forget anybody? God, I hope I didn't. Did I? I hope not. I love everybody. Go ahead and come on out right in front of me. Nobody cares that I'm alive. We had so much fun. I never in my life had hibachi or sushi. And I tried that shit. And it was the funniest thing because we were sitting in the hibachi spot, which I knew hibachi was going to be fire. But Jordan got sushi because Jordan likes all kinds of food, like everybody except me and Chance. And Tabitha and everybody was like, Chad, try sushi. And Jordan was like, Chad, I've known you for 7 or 8 years. We're good friends. I know for a fact you're going to hate this. I'm like, I know. But, you know, it was one of those things where you say to yourself, YOLO, baby. And I just YOLO'd it and I tried it and I loved it. I've had sushi 2 more times since I got back from the trip. So, Sushi Roll Chatty in the building. But it was so much fun, man. The horror convention was fun. People watching was just on another level. I didn't get any autographs. I was going to get Steve Guttenberg's, you know, because of Mahoney from Police Academy. Those are some of my favorite guilty pleasure terrible movies. But he was barely there. We were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He didn't get there till late Friday night. Saturday, he was only there like 2 hours, and then he wasn't there at all Sunday, so I didn't get his autograph. Plus, he wanted $80 fucking. Like, Guttenberg, like, I'm all about, you know, buying your movies, but what the hell am I going to do with a Carrie Mahoney autograph? But I know Tony and Paul got several, you know, autographs, and we went to some panels. We got to see Tyler Mane. Not remember anything about Halloween, Rob Zombie remakes. We got to see Derek Meir on the Friday night, Friday the 13th panel. Not talk about Friday the 13th remake at all. He talked about his everything else going on in his life except what he was there to talk about. He was really cool though, but he talked about nothing that had to do with the movie. But it was fun. The best panel that we went to was the Sleepaway Camp panel. It was so much fun. Felissa Rose hosted it, and it was really cool. That one was an awesome panel. That's the way panels should be. But Danielle Harris and company and Scout Taylor, whatever her name was, Jonathan Taylor, Scout Thomas, whatever her name is, that played Strode. She played Strode from the Halloween remakes. They knew, you know, they had a lot of cool like answers to questions. Tyler Mane just didn't remember shit. He didn't. Paul Slasher Junkie asked a question as to which one they liked, the director's cut or the theatrical cut, AKA the theoretical. Tyler Mane didn't even know they made two versions, and he was the fucking killer in the movie. Like, God, dude, like, where are these people's heads at when they're doing this? Anyways, rant over. Let's just rant, though, about a one certain person that was there that was a motherfucking shoo-shoo, okay? And that dude's name is John Cusack. Okay, let me just rant about John Cusack for 20 minutes. John Cusack, nothing against him. He's had a few good movies, romantic comedies in the 80s. He was one of those guys. But since then, he has become the Lionsgate Warrior. He's a part of the Lionsgate Warrior team with Nicolas Cage and Drago and John Travolta and Bruce Willis. Starting five right there. The Lionsgate Warriors. Somebody in front of me has a minivan and it says hashtag nutballs on it. What is going on? Anyways, John Cusack was there. We didn't even really know why he was going to be there. Because hardly any movies that were horror themed has he been in. Why did I say it like that? Anyways, I'm hiding under the light. Hiding under the light. So we saw him Friday night. Me and Ivy saw him in passing. He had this humongous trench coat on. And he looked like he was whiter than a ghost. He's whiter than me. I don't know if he was in costume to be Casper. Or I didn't know what was going on. But he looked so, like, hated his life that he was there. So, there was this dude there that's a big fan of our channel and has been for a while. His name is Jason. He met all of us and was talking with us and was telling us a story about John Cusack. And I've heard multiple people talk about it online. This motherfucking John Cusack was charging $75 just for an autograph. He wasn't taking any selfies with anybody. He wasn't looking at people when they were coming through his line. He was signing their stuff and like shoo-shooing them on. He didn't interact with anybody. He didn't speak. He didn't take pictures. Fuck you, John Cusack. Like, what are you even doing here? $75 to get your autograph that ain't worth fucking dog shit. I'm going to pay $75 to get you to autograph Say Anything, and it's going to be worth fucking three Swiss cake rolls. Not even the Little Debbie brand. That's what it's worth. And you're not even going to give me a fucking picture? Go fuck yourself. People kill me, dude. People kill me. John Cusack's charging $75 for a damn autograph. He won't even put his face on your picture. He won't even talk to you. Our buddy Jason that we met said he didn't even look up at people. Like, are you serious? Who do you think you're, Dwayne Johnson? Go fuck yourself, John Cusack. Go make your damn Lionsgate Grindstone releases that are going to go straight to Blu-ray and are going to get 4.5 out of 10 on IMDb. And nobody's going to watch them but me and Paul. Okay? We're going to be the only two people that watch them. And that's your life. And you're mad about that. So you're taking it out on your fans. So go fuck yourself. Moving on. It was a lot of fun. We ate some good food. Had a Madden. We was playing Madden. Ivy played Aiden, which was Paul's son, and it was a closely fought battle. Ivy did win by a touchdown. Me and Paul played. It was close. And Tony Wilson played Madden for the first time in 20 years. I think since it was on Super Nintendo. And he only lost a chance by 2 scores. So, just killing it. Just killing it on another level. We're already counting down the time to the next one. There's actually going to be a horror convention in April here in Nashville. It's the Full Moon horror convention and festival. I've been a few different times. They didn't have one last year. There's going to be a lot of big names at this one. So we're looking forward to that. And we're going to Scarefest in October, which is in Kentucky. It's become like the thing that we do, man. You know, but we're really counting down to Atlanta next year. The house we were in was so much fun. It was such a big house. It's such a better deal than going to get a hotel room, man. One thing I'll say about Atlanta, y'all's homeless people are aggressive as fuck. Like, here in Nashville, in this area, there's homeless people out, but they're just sitting there with, like, a sign smiling, saying, hey, you know, lost my leg in a Tecmo Bowl game. Anything helps, hashtag, all lives matter. You know, that's the extent of homeless people here. In Atlanta, people just walk up to your car and knock on your window, like, aggressively. Like, motherfucker, do you have money? No. I mean, they're just not with the bullshit, not even trying to get you to feel sorry for them. They're just kind of like Deboing it. So hats off to them. It was kind of terrifying at times, but when in Rome, dude, you know what I'm saying? When in Rome, it's what you fucking do. Who's honking their horn at me? Jacked up truck? Fuck yourself. Can't stand jacked up trucks, dude. I hate them so bad. I'm sitting in 5 o'clock traffic. And jacked up trucks think they just own the world. They think that they own the world. Nobody else lives in it but them. In this month and a half break that we took, there was one day I came out of work and there was a Ford 1850 truck. Now keep in mind, this was like a weekday when there was nobody in the parking lot but like six cars. We have to park in the back because we're employees. There was a motherfucking jacked up truck that parked right on top of me, like double parked, where I couldn't even get in through the driver's side. They did it to be funny. And I spit the biggest loogie in my life on their passenger side windshield because I had to get in through the passenger side. I'm 6'2", 325 pounds. I had to climb over my console gear shifter. I pulled three back muscles. One of my balls fell out. Like, I mean, it was just a whole ordeal for me to get over into the right fucking seat because this son of a bitch wanted to park on top of me because he's got a jacked up truck and he thinks he's privileged. He did it to be funny. I spit the biggest loogie ever in my entire life on his window. Once I got in the car, I rolled my window down and got one, and I was like hawking one from like my lower stomach. I mean, we were getting in there. Fuck him. It's that kind of behavior. I bet John Cusack drives a jacked up truck. I bet you money he does. Like a Toyota Tundra, like extended cab, because he's not making enough money to where he can get like a Benz wagon, like a G wagon or anything like that. He's making like Toyota Tundra money with those Lionsgate checks. We're not going to sit here and act like John Cusack is cashing seven figure deals. He's got Toyota Tundra money, and I guarantee that's what he drives. Calm down, Chad. Well, you know, don't calm down, Chad, because it's been since before Christmas, I think, since we posted one of these. So, you know, I mean, hashtag Lionsgate Warriors is the name of this one. Lionsgate Warriors. Hashtag. I mean, seriously, guys. It's getting to a point where it's comical. Being that I work at Best Buy and I'm a huge movie collector, every week I'm checking what's coming out. We're in February, and this is not an exaggeration. Nicolas Cage has already released, on Blu-ray and DVD, three movies this year already. In a month and a half, he's released three movies on Blu-ray. One called Primal, where he's fighting, where he's going and capturing like a jaguar or a lion or something. One called Running with the Devil, where him and Lawrence Fishburne. There's some other one that he's got with Kelsey Grammer. Like, what is going on? Then he's got a new one that's coming out like next month that's getting a 4K release. It's like The Color of Space and Water over Split Atoms, or I don't know what it's called. It's some weird title. But Nicolas Cage has already got four in the chamber that he's done let off on y'all this year. We're not even a month and a half into 2020. He's got, and I looked on his IMDb, and he's already got like 8 more projects in post-production. One of them is just called Pig. It's just called Pig. That's it. He's just letting them rip, dude. I mean, Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, he's been degraded. He's not even getting Lionsgate checks anymore. I mean, Bruce Willis has already put out like 4 movies this year. Steven Seagal's done put out another movie called Beyond the Law with DMA. I'm like, what is going on right now in Hollywood? The Lionsgate Warriors are out and about, dude. Your boy Drago's done dropped a few. I mean, dude, they're just letting this shit go. They're just letting it happen. But Lionsgate Warriors, I mean, you got a starting five there, dude. You got a starting five. But yeah, John Cusack can go to hell for that behavior. Now let me tell you something else. Let me just rant again. Vinegar Syndrome, okay? I bought about 40 Vinegar Syndrome titles when I was in that phase. And out of the 40 titles that I bought, I'd say 35 of them were blind buys. Let me tell you something. Out of them 40, guess how many I have left? 5. Because the majority of the Vinegar Syndrome titles are fucking dog shit. So the Vinegar Syndrome guy, who's always a douchebag, every time we interact with this guy at horror cons, he's a douchebag. He thinks his shit don't stink. He's out here making great transfers on these dog shit titles, and he thinks he's LeBron James of the fucking physical media. He's out here talking shit. He's already talked shit to me and Skeggs before. And what he likes to do is he likes to do it when there's a crowd around to make him feel better about himself, because he's spending his spare time putting a 4K transfer on Death Row Game Show. Get off my ass, bro. So, this MF-er has got his table out. Well, he's got a few of these titles called Evil Town. It's a title that they released a few months back. There was a special line of Scream Factory. And it's got like a split cover is what they call it, kind of, where the slip cover comes up. Anyways, it's the slip cover edition sold out on the website. Well, he keeps a handful of them out and he takes them to these horror cons and sells them to the horror fans. So Jordan, Paul, and Tony all bought one. Well, it's going for like $60, $70 on eBay. He was selling them to them for $25 apiece. Well, Jordan was just getting it to flip on eBay, so they all three were. Jordan sold his like 20 minutes after he bought it. So he goes back to buy 2 more after we do the panel or whatever. He goes up to him and there's 2 left sitting on there, so he goes to pick them up. The dude takes them, the Vinegar Syndrome vendor takes them out of Jordan's hand and is like, "You're getting greedy, man." He was like, "Huh? I just want to buy these 2. He's like, because he knew they were flipping them. So he was like being an asshole. And was like, "Tell me a joke." Jordan was like, "What?" He was like, "Tell me a joke." He's like, "I'm not going to tell you a joke. Are you going to sell them to me or not?" Then he was like, $30. So he's trying to sell them to Jordan for more than $25. Jordan was like, "No, I'll pay $25 or I won't fucking buy them." So he lets Jordan buy one of them. So the rest of the, this was a Friday night. So the rest of the weekend, this dude's being a total shoo-shoo. Like, he's shit-talking Jordan to, like, Paul and saying, like, Jordan won't make eye contact with him and shit like that. It's like, motherfucker, every time you're at these shits, you try to, like, make yourself feel like you're better than everybody. Like, you're selling Vinegar Syndrome titles. You're over here fucking bragging about your work that you put in on Orgy of the Dead. Like, go fucking hug a rug somewhere, bitch. Fuck out of here. God, dude. I just can't stand people that try to, like, act cool in front of, like, different... Because, like, if it's just certain... If there's certain people around, that dude doesn't act like that. This is the 3rd or 4th time I've seen this guy at conventions. And he's like this every time. He just shoots you like this every time. But, I mean, it's all good because Jordan and Paul and Tony all, like, made $30, $40, $70 off the guy. So he can go fuck himself. Ugh, Chad, so angry. Do I have a flat tire? I hope I don't. I think I do, though. That's fun. Everybody has a good day, man. How much is left of this? 20 minutes now? Something's wrong with my car. I don't know what it is. Oh, man. Well, this has been fun. We haven't done this in a while. Hope that everybody has a good day, you know. Hopefully y'all will be nice to each other and, you know, not make fun of one another like I do, most people. It's getting cold, man. Shit. We haven't really had much of a winter time. But we're starting to feel it now, though. It's felt like I've never been to Seattle, but everybody talks about how rainy Seattle is. That's what Nashville area has felt like in the last month or two. We really haven't had a winter. I mean, it snowed a little here and there, but like right now it's 38 degrees, but that's the coldest that it's been in a while. And it's rained. It's like almost flooded the past like week. So, Chad, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about what your weather is? Nobody. Weather. Well, I'm talking. That's what you've resorted to, Chad. You're doing weather chat on your damn podcast. Stop. Stop it. Kick yourself in the titty and get to moving, okay? Cupid shuffle your way right out of this fucking conversation.
To the left, now kick, gonna shoot by yourself. Down, shit your pants, whoa.
Shout out to, who sang that? Cupid Show? Who cares, Chad?
Call the Cupid Shuffle. It don't matter if you're young or you're old. Well, knock it, I'm walking by yourself.
God. Oh, Chad, stop. But yeah, man. Glad to be recording these again. Knock it, gonna shit your fucking self. Hopefully everybody has a good day or good night or good morning. Again, I apologize. I mean, it's still like that's all I'm doing to y'all is I'm constantly apologizing for not recording enough of these. And I get it. I need to do better. I need to do better at this, guys. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't. I need to do better.
Down, do your dance.
Hashtag Lionsgate Warriors. John Cusack. What's the world coming to when John Cusack's acting too good for people? It's like, really, dude? Really? Wearing a damn trench coat. Like, who are you? The dude from Pink Panther? What are you doing walking around with a trench coat on? John Cusack, I put him in that same category as like Luke Wilson. It's like just, he does a lot of movies and nobody cares. He's just there. In every movie, that he's just there. It's like you don't leave an impression with anybody. You just come in and you just do your lines, and you're in movies. But nobody's, when have you ever heard somebody go, man, John Cusack, his performance in that movie was incredible? The answer is never. Okay, that's the answer. You're never going to hear that, because it's never going to be a thing. He exists in the movie world. And that's all he does. Now kick John Shushu by yourself. Down, down, do your dance, Cupid shuffle. But yeah, man. Chatty Bobcast, episode, whatever this is numbered. And I get caught by another red light. I've got caught by every single red light that exists in the world on this trip home. Usually I'm home at the 30-minute mark. I've got 10 more minutes left. Go on, shit your fucking shit. Yeah, man, working on the new album. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, but I've already got a couple of songs done. I'm really liking how they're turning out. Stay tuned for that, for more, more results on that stuff coming soon, and info on that, features, etc., all that good stuff. Tony should be having the finishing touches on our Days of the Dead video. It'll be up on the Triple Flicks Mafia YouTube channel. So y'all be sure to, hit that up, check it out. It won't be a two-parter like last year. It'll just be one, but it's gonna be good, man. Tony's done got Mr. Big Time with his filming equipment, so it's gonna be fun. No fart spray this year. Ivy didn't hit us with any fart spray, so that was good. It don't matter if you're young or you're old. It's one thing I can't stand. It's when I'm in the slow lane and there's room for people to go around me and they just ride my ass. Like, if you think I'm going so fucking slow, won't you just fucking Bugs Bunny your way around me? I don't know what Bugs Bunny your way around me means. Just speed on around me there, bud. It'd be different if I was in the fast lane going under the speed limit, but I am going the speed limit in the slow lane. So you pass the fuck around me or you pass the fuck away, okay? That's your two options. Pass around me or pass away. Because you're not going to Debo me into speeding. If you go 3 miles over the speed limit in Greenbrier, that's like a felony, I think. So I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to I'm sitting in the cell because I'm going 48 and a 45. Oh, man. We're on one today, baby. And I'm on one. Don't make me sit at this light. Oh my God, I caught this one. I've caught every red light. Everyone. It's not letting up on your boy, man. Nah, King, nah. We finally got that Burger King, though. That's for damn show. Remember, I got that Burger King. I'm already hit it up. I've already hit it up multiple times. I'm already tired of it. Next. What's wrong with people? If it's one thing I would never be caught dead doing, it's bad. There's no way I would drive an 18-wheeler for one. But the most stressful thing in the world would be to drive one of those eight jacked up trucks. Jack, you hear that? You hear that? Goddamn jacked up truck with a double fart muffler. Why did he do that? We're sitting at the red light. Nobody's trying to race him. Why does he feel the need to speed off like that and rev his fucking engine? Because he's got a jacked up truck and a damn Napoleon complex. I guarantee if you pull that guy out of that truck, he's 5'4". He accomplished nothing with that move. I forgot what I was fucking talking about because of him. Gosh, it's pointless. He did all that and he just turned off the road. Like, what did you gain from doing? What did that do? Whose panties came off because you did that? Nobody's. Because nobody gives a flying frog's fat ass fuck. Okay? Nobody. Nobody does. I bet he's sitting in his car like just fucking got his fucking neck hairs raising up. He's so excited with himself. He was probably taking like a Snapchat video of him revving his engine up. God. I don't understand. And that's all, the thing is, that will always be a thing. That was a thing when I was in high school back in 1864. And it's going to be a thing in 2040,000. It's going to be a thing. People are going to rev their fucking... Whenever they get these damn flying cars, there's going to be jacked up flying trucks. And they're going to do the same shit in space. Everybody's going to fly around and they're going to do the same shit. Because you're going to have them 5'4" motherfuckers that feel like they got to do that. Because they're insecure with themselves. I've always hated that. Always. Anybody that was friends with me in high school can tell you I hated that. Hate it. Ugh. Turn around. Oh, man, I've moved to the sales floor at Best Buy. No more customer service. Thank the Lord. Now that I'm on the sales floor, I'm in home theaters. I'm slanging TVs. I cannot believe that I did customer service for almost 5 years. I can't believe I used to do that. Like, now that I'm on the sales floor, it is night and day different. It's so much better. So much better. What were I thinking? I can't speak English. What was I thinking? So yeah, life's good, man. We're maintaining, we're having fun, we're making fun of each other. It's just the American dream, dude. You know, as a red-blooded, you know, red, white, and blue sporting American. That's what I'm allowed to do. It's what I've been given the freedom to do, is make fun of myself and everybody else, okay? Because we get one time at this shit. Why are we going to spend the one time we get at this shit serious all the time? What's that going to do? I see it all the time, man. I see people that are just dead serious all the time. Just never cracking a joke. Never smiling. Just, what kind of life is that? I don't care if you're a millionaire. What good is being on this earth if you're not going to enjoy the time you're here? Granted, there's going to be shit that happens that sucks. But, like, if you're not enjoying life and trying to make the best out of it, what are you doing? Chad, get off your soapbox. Oh, man. Hashtag Lionsgate Warriors. Come out and play. I hope everybody had a great time listening to this podcast. Hopefully, it was a good bounce back episode. Savannah's been on me. For the last few weeks, like, where's your Bobcast? Where is it at? What are you doing, Chad? You're disappointing me, Chatty Bob. She didn't say any of that stuff. All she said was, how come, you know, when's your next? She didn't say anything like that, but she's just been wanting these to come out. So here it is. Share it with a friend. You know what I mean? It's not safe for work unless you work in, like, a factory or something where people cuss all the time. And I've tried to not cuss, but what fun is that? What kind of a podcast episode would this be if I didn't cuss during it? That'd be 90% of the podcast wouldn't even be in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just wouldn't exist. So, I love y'all. Hopefully y'all have the best day ever. And enjoy life, man. I rant, but anybody that knows me knows that I'm having fun, man. Well, I'm enjoying life. I'm being positive. So, and I hope y'all can do the same, man. Be sure to subscribe to this whenever I make another one. I don't know when it'll be, but it'll be sometime. I love you. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch.